Zeker niet, zoals Avi Murray, ook niet zo pittig. Zeker niet, zoals Daniel Schede, was een surefire. Oké. Tonight is Inyane Tfila, Shirvav. Inyane Chovas Brichas HaShachar. As we know, we make the Brichas HaShachar every morning. The Brachas HaShanos HaMasech, Vivino HaKim, Inyom HaLayel, Shalos HaGoy, Shalos all the things. And the question is that bracha a chova only for men or even for women? Okay, that's the shaila. In other words, we're discussing like women's, what is a women's chova and tefillah, right? We were discussing. So the shaila is, what about Birkas HaShachar? Do women have to say Birkas HaShachar? Or do they not have to say Birkas HaShachar? What would you say?
Yeah.
You would say yes? Why?
Why
That's
not
a
they
good one.
do
That's the best answer.
it? Maybe you could set it like rough time.
Sleep until 2 in the afternoon.
So I'm asking you, what's the halacha? If you sleep till 2 in the afternoon, you say
You
Birkas
do.
HaShachar.
But maybe it wouldn't start. It's a start.
You do?
You do, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, what's your source?
What's the data?
I don't know how it's, but I've done it.
But I mean, does anything, I mean, the sitter doesn't tell you when he can say. So I'm hearing from some of you that it's a mitzvah that you could say anytime during the day. You overslept and you wake up 4 in the afternoon, you could say the bracha. Is that what you're telling me? Now we have to see, is that really the case? I mean, there is,
Where are these brachos that
so let's see.
are
Yeah, Gemara brachos. This is my answer. This is the parak that you wanted to learn. The Kayim. A little bit. Says the Gemara on page 1 Samach, the base. Yishama kol tarnegola. When you hear the call, the voice of the rooster, Lema baruch Hashem nosan nasach vivina avchim yom ve'laila. Kipasach einei, open your eyes, Lema baruch pokech ivrim. When you get up in bed, ki charetz v'yosef, Lema baruch matir asurim. Ki lavish, when you get dressed, Lema baruch malbish arami. Kizakif, when you prostrate yourself, Lema baruch zokev kufufim. Kinochas la'ara, when you go onto the ground, Lema baruch roka aratz almayim. Kimazgi, when you walk, Lema baruch hamechim mitzadeh gavra. Kisayim masani, when you put on your shoes, Lema baruch hashem also only called tzarki. Ki aser hamanye, when you put on your belt, Lema baruch ozei yisrael begvura. Ki paras sudra al reishay, when you put a turban on your head, maybe Baruch Ota Yisrael. So what does that show? Is
nothing there. Just money.
Yeah, that's right.
you say nothing there that is really Shazman Grama? Is that what you're saying, Robert? Dr. Einstein. Nothing there is.
Seems to me, but there won't be because of Shachar.
Well, I mean, then he says, keep it back. No, Dr. Einstein was saying he thinks it sounds like it's not Zman. What do you say?
See, like, for him, say that's the permit, and then at some point, So is he saying the same as what? The famous Tori Evan. Saying the famous Tori Evan that if something is time bound, but it's not because of the time, something else is causing it. Like Bikurim is a discussion with his mother. Bikurim is only a certain time. It's only because of a certain time because that's, you know, because well, that's when the fruits grow. Or Kiddush Levana is only at a certain time, not because it's bound by time, but because that's when the Levana is. So maybe that's not called Zman Graba. So, and these things, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down these halachas. Shenei Mishnah on page 2. Yom Elokai Neshama. Shomer Kol Tanigo Yivrach Anosim Lazach Vina. Kol Mish Yom Mishmah Bishra Rubim. Sheinich Yadav Aleinu. What we just saw in the Gemara. Say, what's the question? So Rav Miller Shlita is saying, don't you have to wash your hands first? Right, so maybe not.
How is it?
Maybe not. maybe you don't have to wash your hands.
I think they used to say, "Oh, kind of shamash from the
Sabbath." Yeah.
What was that on?
New, right? He discusses here.
It's not as well.
And therefore, you think women are chayef. I didn't say anything.
Well, if women are burned, they have a
skill of it. Burned like, what? Well, the mother of Rome is Malam Tzchus for women.
Yeah. We don't practice
it. Yeah, in other words, today we don't do it as it's happening. Today we just
okay. I mean, it's like you said about the Hanukkah menorah, the halakha change, when you have a body, still the halakha change. Maybe you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
The
halakha
change?
Yeah. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, page 4. He says, "Lulian brachas hashachar lechora toloi ze im neim da brachas ha'il yishlam zman." He says, the question, as Paul points out, whether women are chayiv in brachas hashachar is dependent upon whether there's a limit of when you can say brachas hashachar. Whereas he's saying, if you could say brachas hashachar the whole day, if you can say Birkas HaShachar the whole day, then women would be chayit. But if Birkas HaShachar you can't say the whole day, then they're not. So the Mishnah Berurah claims, as Paul points out, that's the bottom line. Is Birkas HaShachar said only in the morning, or could you say it the whole day?
Well, even if it's the whole day,
I'm
probably can't say it at night.
So maybe you could even say it at night. Say you didn't say Brachas HaShachar this morning. Could you say it right now? Or not? Or what would you say? Even now? So that is the crux of the discussion. of what is the story, what is the Zman of Berkas Shachar in terms of how long did you say it for? Oh, chopsticks. I've been giving shiurim of this. You're listening to my shiur. Whether you could make the, whether you could detach them with chops. I've been giving a lot of shiurim.
That's the bottom line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's either this is the rice or it's mutl of gamrin. That's what we're
working out. Well, let's say
well, yeah. So that's what we're. That's what I'm giving shiurim on. I know you were listening. I gave it Shavuos night, but most people weren't there Shavuos night, and it's not recorded Shavuos night. So that's why I'm giving it down. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's the Yisod. Yisod is, what is there, is Berkas HaShachar time bound on. So what would you say? So what would you think? Time bound or not time? What? I thought before you said it was. Oh, not time bound. I mean, you could say it the whole day and even night. And does anyone want to say against Joe Miller, Shlita?
It's the next kill.
Yeah, so it's not so simple. Yeah, in other words, we wait. In other words, the posting point that was spoken, Berman has a piece of this, that with the tefillah, we assume that Shacharis is the first tefillah of the day, Mincha Maariv. We don't assume that, in other words, we assume that the schedule of tefillahs of the day start in the morning, which is not our normal way of calculating a day. So Rav Joe Miller is not is bothered by that. Say, what are you talking about? Why behavior taste? Yes, I'll tell you how. This is where they point out. Svarim point out, so Berman discussed this name, that, one second. In other words, there is a din that you're not allowed to eat before davening. So, sochul adam. That halacha is not to eat before shachris. It's not about eating before mincha, it's not eating before maariv. Because the day, just like the karbanos, they say, halayla ol hachachayom, feels welcome karbanos. So, and that's why you're not allowed to eat before you daven. That's lo sochul adam. Because the idea of not having a suda for milcha before maariv, that's not lo sochul adam. So, lo sochul adam means before you utter the first feel of the day, you should daven before you eat. But Shlomo Gaber points out, with the davening, we view it as a shah, even though the mice we realize the day changes. But it's viewed as the chayva of Shachris Mincha Maariv.
Yeah.
That's what's my rubber. But so this is the question. What is the halacha of Berkas HaShachar? So let's look at the Maaser Rav of the Vilna Gaon. The Heilige Maaser Rav of the Vilna Gaon on page 6. Says the Vilna Gaon, Kol Berkas HaShachar, Im Shachach Lo'omram Tekef, if you didn't say it right away in the morning, Yesheos Lo'omram Kol Hayom, V'gam Balayla Ad Hashena.
Wow.
So you could say it. In other words, if you didn't say Berkas HaShachar this morning, you could say it right now. Say it right now. Except for Berkas HaTorah. Shekvar Niftar Bavaram. Sefer is a, which is interesting because the Yerushalmi says it's only if you learn right afterwards. But the Bavli, I gave the shiur of this, but the Bavli doesn't hold that way.
But so the Bavli,
right, but we're assuming that the guy dies. Maybe he dies a little late.
Sounds like it's a mime that takes away. Simply said,
Birchas HaTorah is different. Right. Right. You just say practically that the other Birchas HaShachar you could say the whole day, but practically, if you're going to daven, then it'll be Yotze with Birchas HaTorah with Avraham. And it's mashma that it's automatic according to the Gra. In other words, not like Yerushalmi holds that it's. So that's the Gong Shita. And you could say Birkas HaTorah the whole day. The whole day. So then he writes here on page 7. L'chaim v'yom kippur she'ed omrim. But on Yom Kippur we don't say Birkas, also called turkey. According to, a lot of people do. We do say it. But some people don't. Like the Samarevit didn't say Shosoli called Turkey on Yom Kippur. So he says, you don't say Shosoli called Turkey. The Birkas Hamavishena, you'll bear a son Belila. And if you'll be he's broke his panos. He says that that's what they say after the time is in Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, they would give the Samarevit his shoes and he would make Shosoli called Turkey. But the Vilna Gaon Shita is that you have the whole day to say Birkas HaShachar, and really, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not considered a mitzvah sesei shazman rab. So that's the first thing. You see the Vilna Gaon's opinion. Is that the only opinion? No, we'll have to see if there are other opinions. But that's the Vilna Gaon. Now the Pri Chodesh. Right here. So also, so no, the mirash einam bevarchas al abeis brachas shoshanas besulo. So what does that mean? That women only say two brachas? So I don't think he means that. The simple pshat, if you look at the Kafah Chaim, it means that of the beginning brachas of Shalosh Ani Goy, Shalosh Ani Oved, Shalosh Ani Isha, those three, he says you don't say all of them. Gave me the Rosh Chanan B'Gemara. So obviously he's not talking about, most of the brachas are in the Gemara, just so that's what I'm saying. But the Shanasim that said, but Shlosh said he goes not in the Gemara. Shlosh said he offered is not in the Gemara. So he says, so those came to the Gemara and told you, I have a fusha. So which are the two? So when he says be near a shein of brachas on Rabbeis brachas, Bishonus the Sulo came into Moshkachan Lo Begemara to fully high have love with Frushta. Chayda Gael Lo Yivrach Shal Sani Yehudi.
Sani Yehudi.
No, he says the Chayda Gael Lo Yivrach Shal Sani Yehudi. But what is the? How do you understand the pre Chodesh?
Sorry, they used to say Shasani.
No, he says Chid Hagair Lo Yivach Shasani Yehudi.
Assumption is that everyone else
would
say that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So then he
says.
Yeah. What?
Instead of Shlomo Sunday.
Yeah, so, but what is the Pri Chadosh saying? That women only make two brachas. Obeys brachas have Rishonis. Since they're not found in the Gemara. So, what does he say? How do you understand Shana the Pri Chadosh? He makes the shows. So I think he's saying based on what the Shulchan Aruch was saying that you should make Shulos Nani Goy, Shulos Nani Ovid, Shulos Nani Isha. So he's saying maybe only make the bracha Shulos Nani, make the Kafakaimus play Shulos Nani Goy, Shulos Nani Ovid. Shulos Nani Goy, Shulos Nani Ovid. Now, I want to show you the other side of the coin. Who disagrees with Vilna Gaon? Do you think the Vilna Gaon is a Chiddush? That he says you can say Berakos Shachar the whole day? Is that Pasha? Or is that a Chiddush, what the Vilna Gaon is saying? Lou, well, what do you say?
I think it's a very big kiddush because why isn't it any different than Zman Tefillah?
Right. So, what do you say, Dov Hiller?
It shouldn't be any different than Zman Tefillah. It's part of Tefillah and should be subject to Zman Tefillah.
Why? Why do you say that?
It's part of Tefillah. Why should it be any different than the rest of Zman Tefillah?
I understand. Halal is part of Tefillah.
So yeah, halal part, yeah but it's not, part, it's not part of Shacharis, though. You can say Brachos the whole day?
Well?
You can say Brachos the whole day?
That's what the Vilna Gaon says. I'm asking whether you think that's a Chiddush.
But if it's part of Shacharis and it's a Chiddush, why is it any different than Pesukah of Zimra?
Yeah. Oh, so Shlomo Kluger has two pieces in two different svarim that he wrote on this topic. The Sefer HaChaim and then the Sefer Shnos Chaim. Page 11. So let's see what he writes. Shayor Mishnoso the Shalti the Misha Shachach will be a Shachas because a Shachar in Mutter Lol the Varchacha Chatzos Ole Seref. He didn't make the bracha yet. So could he make it in the afternoon? Lechore and Eret came into Brachas Eluhavi Brachas Ada. So first, as he says, maybe yes, Yachol Lavarach Mukhales. But then he says, but if you look more carefully, he doesn't think it's true. Because of Magen Avraham, the Be'onei B'Shachar is Lo Yivar Chachar B'Chaz HaShachar. Magen Avraham's Shita is that if a person's an Onei in the morning, and then he buries the mace by the afternoon, so he didn't make B'Chaz HaShachar, but should he make it afterwards? So the Magen Avraham says no. Because you have to make B'Chaz HaShachar in the Shachar. So, but if you're an Onein and you're a Potter, then there's no Tashlum for that. Because that's the Zman Chiyav. The Onein Shachar, Leivarchachach Birkas HaShachar. The Mshas Chovot, because what do you chayv Birkas HaShachar? In the morning. That's why it's called Birkas HaShachar.
No, but it's not called Birkas HaShachar. People call it Birkas HaShachar. But where in the Gemara do they call it Birkas HaShachar?
Oh. So you're saying that... He's saying that it's an illegal name. It's an unwarranted,
it's an unofficial name.
Unofficial name. Unofficial name. What's the earliest mucker? Sign right. So let's see. So you're saying that that's
it's
a good question.
Is called the Shachar? I suspect not.
Ooh.
So this is a murder.
Wah. Wah. Right, you're saying that the fact that it's called Brichas HaShachar, that's doesn't really have a strong makor. I mean, that's the way it's grown in Shulchan Aruch, but that doesn't mean that say, in other words, so that's your question on the Shlomo Kluger. Well, the Magen Avraham that Shlomo Kluger is trying to bring a raya from. And let's look. That's where it's Sefer Chaim. Then in another Sefer called Shnos Chaim. Also, very Shlomo Kluger, page 13, going over to page 14.
The Pope of the Farm Fight, that doesn't take his name to fight.
Well, he has to say for Elif Lacha Shlomo. But then he has all these other Farm.
That's his official name.
What?
Shlomo.
Shlomo Kluger. Look at Tshuva Pei. Page 14. May Mechubur B'fnim HaLeisi Heichet Delov B'irich HaBrochas HaChatzos Ein LeBorach HaChakev Ke'esu Yisi Shish Raya L'Tevi Divrei Ramo Tosef Heichet De'omer B'icher L'Vol L'Beis Knesses Person came Shulei Divrach HaBrochas HaChakev a booker, a Levadic Moshikos of Dach and Katsos, a Yomi in the Varham, or Kaha Havisanta, Tafkor of Hazos, gave Shlobir Mushashatignu, Oiver Kamashal and Dachat, you also in Nami Varh, Baha Katsos, Mashal Oiver Od. So that's what he wants to say, the Katsos is the dead one.
Rabbi, the Murray is assuming it's in the morning, it's the cold Tarnagol.
What?
The Gemara is assuming it's in the morning. Maybe the name of Birchas HaShachar was later, but the Gemara. It's always a start of
these are the things you do when you get. You roosters, that's your alarm clock. You wake up and you put on your shirt, your shoes, you make a bracha and everything.
And Rashi on the word Tarnagola says it's when it's so to wake you up. So obviously it's in the morning for most people.
Right. So that's what Shlomo Kluger basically is arguing with the Vilna Gaon. Shlomo Kluger is arguing with the Vilna Gaon.
Reb Harfinis brings down from the Satmar Rebbe that he passed like the Vilna Gaon, that when they came to Tisha B'Av and
yeah, so they say that they brought him the shoes.
Yeah, they brought him the shoes.
Yeah, that's a bit kiddish. So then, the bottom line is that the Gaon says you can say it the whole day, and the Shlomo Kluger says it's only till Chatzos. And then if it's only till Chatzos, then the Sira Folk points out that, like based on Mr. Brewer, that's going to be not only going to be a machlokus whether it's the chatzos or it's the whole day, it's going to be a machlokus whether Brikas Shachas or Mr. Sase does one rubble. So he writes here, page 22, of Rachel Yorah 4. He says, "Hinei, the Mishnah Berurah sham lo hikriya im nashim chayav is berachas shachar lo." The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give a psak whether the chayav berachas a shachar. It's really agra udi mei lari chayav. According to the gra and the third of chayav, the shoot is on derech chayim. It's in the packet. The derech chayim sitter holds that what. Until Dalet Shos is the Zman for Berkas HaShach. But then certainly they're not going to be Chayiv. Verena Yishtag, go to look on page 22 in the Sefer Matzah Elio with the arrows. It says, Mishnah Berurah doesn't come to a conclusion. If women are chayovas, berikas shachar lo. Sfilei de la gra, do the imei vada chayovas. According to the gra, it's the whole day. So they're chayim. The cheetahs of their chayim, with the imei v'turis. According to the der chayim, it says, what, it's only 4 hours. You could say, berikas shachar. Verein yetzah god alom, and a few cheetahs of their chayim, chayovas say, they the mitzvah, shazman groma, ayinu rosh hashulchan, Pasuk Noshim Chayav is Brukas Hashachar, V'chein Adol V'notek, Gam Adas HaMishnah Berurah. So he says, so that's the Machoikis. In other words, there's a Machoikis about when is the Zman, and if it's the whole day, then it's not the Zman Grubba.
Rabbi, I would think the minig is if someone gets up late, that they do say Birchas HaShachar if they get up late.
Yeah, that's after Chatzos.
I don't know who Daven Shachar is, but let's say someone that they slept until that time.
Yeah.
I think the minig would be that they would say Birchas HaTorah and they would say Birchas HaShachar.
I don't know why you think that, because there's only going to sit.
No.
And Dr. Einstein is pointing out very well. I mean, this phrase, Brikas HaShachar, it's not in the Shas. No, it's not in my quote, but so that's what he wants to. So, and the word Berkas Shachar doesn't appear. So he's saying it's partial, therefore, like, no. Because the Shlomo Kluger said, no, it's Berkas Shachar, Kishmo Keinu. So if it's only the Shachar, that's what Shlomo Kluger says, only in the morning, and then either Dalet Shos. Well, Chatzos. So then it's a Mitzvah Seshes and Tzvah Grom. You know what you're saying?
Krishma or Mita. Have to be on your Mita. Take Krishma or Mita.
So not.
Right? So sometimes we use names just for what we commonly associate. Right? Krishma or Mita. You know, when you're going to bed, you take Krishma or Mita. Sitting in a chair next to the bed. And say, but it's known as the, you know, the Grishma, Alamita, because that's what it's commonly. Similarly, Birchas HaShachar, in general, you're saying these things for chakras. So, of course, you know, we should say in the morning, so we locally call it Birchas HaShachar.
Right.
Lav Dafka Shachar. You know, also if there are extenuating circumstances.
Right. In other words, you're saying the phraseology of Birkas HaShachar doesn't have a strong makor.
Before I said it doesn't have a strong makor. Now I'm saying even if it had a makor, you know, that's not obligated to say it.
Right. But, even though there are things... The type of things are things that people do when they get out of bed. They put on the ground, they their shoes, they brush the teeth.
Everything okay?
Yeah. So that's the Shaila. So how does he paskin? So the Masa Eliyahu says the Mishnah Berurah didn't come to a psak. Mishnah Berurah didn't feel it, right? But he says if you hold like the Groa, they should be chayavos. And according to the Sivas, who says that he says both that. The Shom Kluber says to Chatzos, the Sivir says only 4 hours. Really, it's not going to go over the field of sheep and their chayim, chayim, things that this is a, because of Rachel, supposed to doshim, chayim, shachar. Chayim. Bichadar says, Shanosim lo yivarcha yotze, shnei brachas are yishavis. Tam yishum, the base bracha shalom, sani ovi shalom, sani isha, lo masimus le'evet isha, lo miskam shas, yish l'shadas, nusach, ha'adam, ha'adam,
and I say, I don't like these questions which never bothered the Gemara and the Pesoder.
What?
You know, like, some Rafa has a hard time, you know, it just comes up, but Rafa was since the time of the Gemara, but no one ever mentioned this issue. They haven't brought a single research.
That what?
That there was a problem saying Birkas HaShachar after the Pesoder. Nobody ever said it was a problem. Winds up that for Lakula for the Nushin from. But that's based on a Chumrah about when you say the prophets. Mara and Sona never discussed this since now the time you say the prophets.
Right.
Achron are just pulling this problem out of thin air.
Or real problems, we certainly I'll tell you why they don't address it. Because they don't address it because the original way of doing it in the Gemara was as it was happening. So this was a later thing to put it in the center. The tefillah not from combination with getting up process.
When did it get into the tefillah?
You know, you have to look at how it's. You have to look at the tefillah. It was not a Gemara. It wasn't a tefillah. I think so. I just. Said it as you heard the particle was good as you expect. It was all as things were happening. Right, that's the question.
That you skip it just because you wait 5 minutes to do the start.
Right.
Rabbi, and I name after the Kfur. So according to the Gra, he can make the Birkas HaShachar?
Yeah.
According to the Gra, if a person is an onan, and he didn't break brachas of shachar in the morning, so he makes it whatever. He makes it late afternoon.
So what does Rabbi tell an onan? No, Rachman al-Assan. Someone's an onan. You make the brachas, you don't.
So, but the Mogad of Ram says not to. Because he holds really the Ikir's Gran Chivis in the morning, and if you miss that, so you put them.
This was a tumult when my Shriger, her brother, was Nifter, and it was a whole tumult in the base of all whether you say Birchas HaShachar after the Kfur. So
the Mogad of Ram
says not to.
On page 15, the Mogad of Ram says, the person's an onan, and after he's an onan, he's chayiv. I will bring us a shachar early in the loyomar. He the b'shas chovaso hayapot.
He's saying that in the context of suffix brachos.
Yeah.
So he's hotel the kula. That doesn't mean that we know that if it's for. That he would hold that way with the
Gossip. Well, Horan, what the Mishnah Berurah said, it's Hava Hatalia, because if it's only part of the day, so then it's the Mishnah Sensei says, I'm grabbing. It'd be, the Mishnah Berurah saying that these two shilas are connected. But the Mishnah Berurah did be Machriya the Shaila. And he writes at the end of the piece of Masa El Yom on page 22, Ha'olah Nikol Anal, that did not teach a Noshim Chayom Zubarak. Page 22 of the Roman Post. He says the Roman Post is like the Vilna Gaon. That's something they make the whole night, the whole day, because they say you can say it the whole day, and it's not a mitzvah such as sounds my grub. But the Shlomo Kluger says no, because the shachar is only the shachar, no longer the shachar. So even though, as Rabbi Einstein points out, the phrase "Birkas HaShachar" is not a chas, but maybe Chol HaPochas, since it was this kind, even though we're not listening to the rooster, we're not saying it as these things are happening. But it still has to do with the shachar. The brachas have to do with shachar. So the question is, now that we just sat them our seder have seder, but the Vilna Gaon says you wake up 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can make the bracha. We'd say you can make it now, 10:30 at night, 10:15 at night, you can make brachas a shachar if you can make it. This morning. Rosh Chodesh says, well, Chatzos is this morning. Can't make it after Chatzos. And the Nesivus in the Derech Chaim Siddur says Arba Shos.
Is there anyone that says it's daytime?
It's a shachar. What?
Is there anyone that says it's a daytime mitzvah?
No, even the Vilna Gaon, right? Even the Vilna Gaon says you could say it till you go to sleep. So, in other words, you woke up in the morning. Now I can say it, even now. We're going to see in a future shiur, Rez Hashem, whether it has to do with Alos Hashachar, or could it even be a different thing? That's a separate question. But the Mishnah Berurah tied is. That the shaila where the women have to make brachas hashachar are totally on the of this shaila of when it is the man up to chatzos or before, that it would be a mitzvah says as a grama, maybe a pturus, or is it the whole day, like the gross says, and then it would be a mitzvah says.
Is there anyone that says it's just daytime?
Does anyone just say it's daytime? That's an excellent question. Whereas Adam Resnick is making a good ha'ara. He says, we find the shitas that it's only for chatzot. We find the shitas that it's only arba armas. And then we find the Vilagon says you can even make it until you go to sleep the next night, the next day. So you can go to sleep at 11 o'clock, so you can make it till 11 o'clock. But Adam is asking, how come you don't find the shita that says that you can make it only in the daytime? No, you don't have to find that shita. Find the shita that you can make it only to 4 hours or 6 hours or the whole day, even until you go to sleep. But it's interesting that we don't find the shita, at least I haven't seen a shita that says only the daytime. Let's see, I'll read the Lashon of Maaserav. He says, there, you can say it. Yomer or some, second. Yeah. Yeshua is from Kol Hayom, Vegam Balayla Ad Hashem. Vegam Balayla Ad Hashem. So Adam is asking a valid tithing. Because we don't, in Echonami, I don't know if anyone said it's only in the day, because it's mashma that it's not a din in day and night. It's mashma your by your day.
If you go with chat, then you cannot say it.
Right, so you're saying, right, we're working both directions. Right. We're gonna have to see what's but that's an interesting horror that you made. That in other words, because the person's day is when he wakes up in the morning till he goes to sleep, even though the mice say he's going to sleep, it's already later.
So even if someone woke up at 4 a.m., then you should make it right then.
What are you saying?
Even if someone woke up in the middle at 4 a.m. and you're up for the day, then you should make it then, no?
Even if you woke up at 4 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, that's your day. That's...
I mean, even before Alos Hashach.
Before Alos, yeah.
Right. Whenever he wakes up, we should be able to make it. That's the show. Okay, so that's the shear of what is this man, and that's a question of when this man is going to have enough kamina for whether it's a mitzvah sashay sashman rama with a nashima. Okay, Rabosai, a good tanach, and Rez Hashem will continue next week. Rez Hashem, see you from Shmaya.
Good tanach.